right, guys, this is executive consultant Jeff Rollins from New York. It's a nice, brisk evening here in New York. Woke up this morning to a dusting of snow. It looks like winter has arrived here in New York a little bit, not like Bangor, Maine. The gentleman that said he was from Bangor said they have 3 inches of snow. That's a little light for this time of the season. But looks like winter is going to come upon us, and what a good time to be able to introduce some of the cool products and services that we offer here in Abbott Energy. I know the winter break program is something that got some people very excited. You can offer someone some great savings. They could sign up as soon as they get on the plan. Their bill would be reduced by 50% for November, December, January, and February. So definitely, if you have somebody that has spiking electric bills in the winter, just like in the summertime when they have summer break in the Texas markets, that's a great program for people that want just a steady cost of their electricity throughout the year. Hope everybody had a blessed Thanksgiving. I tell you, I did. It's been an interesting season for our family, but what a blessing to be able to get together. My older two kids, my oldest daughter and her husband live in King of Prussia, PA, which is right out of the Philadelphia area, and They've been there for about 7 years now, 6.5 years. And my second oldest daughter, who was in L.A. with her husband for a couple of years, decided that they were going to move back to Pennsylvania where he was from. And they're about 6 minutes away from my other daughter. So the rest of us hightailed it out there. And my oldest daughter has a brand new baby boy, about a year and 3-4 months. And we just had a blessing, just a great time. One of the first times in a long time I haven't hosted Thanksgiving dinner or cooked Thanksgiving dinner. I showed up with some filet mignon and some pies from one of our local orchards here that just makes phenomenal, phenomenal pies. And just had a great time spending time with everybody, you know, spending time with my brand new grandson and spending time with my kids and just watching the kids thrive and laugh and just enjoy themselves. And, you know, I was just texting a friend of mine. I said, it's just what a blessing to see your kids thrive and see your kids just, you know, doing well in life. And that's something that really is a blessing. And no matter how much money you make, no matter how successful you are in business, there isn't much more to really look after than, you know, what your kids are doing and seeing them be successful. And, you know, that's exciting stuff. So, you know, tonight I got a call from Brian. He asked me if I'd come on the call. And just wanted to kind of keep it in the season of being thankful for what we have, thankful what's going on in our industry. And you know, I touched a little bit. I was on the call at 8:30 for our team call for the EC Factory, and you know, we were just talking a little bit about you know, just what it takes to be satisfied where we're at in life, where we're at in business, and just putting ourselves in a position that we can be thankful and be satisfied for the things that are happening in our lives. And I think what's really, really important is to get a real precise handle on, you know, why you're at where you're at. So we're going to talk about a little of this tonight, because I always loved when Brian, you know, went into the mental aspect of the business. You know, guys, the mechanical part of our business, you know, learn from the best, Brian McClure. This couldn't be more blessed to have him as a an upline and a friend, and him and Betsy are just great people. But, you know, he always used to, and still does, just talks about the two aspects of our company. And the first aspect is the mechanical part of the business, and, you know, just really just, you know, what the system is, and gathering a handful of loyal customers you love and trust, and showing you how to do the same. I mean, it's just, you know, it's simple. It hasn't really changed a lot. You know, markets change and things change and rates change a little bit, and some markets become competitive and some markets aren't competitive. And guys, every market has had its quirks, but the bottom line is the mechanical part of the business stays the same. But the mental part of the business is really the difference between winning and losing. And you know, mentally being thankful for where we're at in life, and what we have in our lives, is really a key to having a perspective on what's happening in your business and what's happening in your life. So, you know, the time and the work that we put in is what we're going to get out of anything. And, you know, I was headed back from the Philadelphia area. It's about a 3-hour drive for us. And my son is 18 and my youngest daughter is 16. Those are the two youngest of five. My other daughter is 26, and I have a 27, and then I have a 31. So we got a full gamut, and four girls and a boy. It's just been unbelievable, highly blessed with who they are and the type of human beings they are on this earth. And, you know, I'm very thankful for that, and I get a perspective on that. You know, sometimes we just get ahead of ourselves, and we just don't take a look and take a step back and just look and see how thankful we should be for what we've produced and what's going on. But I think we just really need to have a perspective, because, you know, we can tend to really get down on ourselves for situations that are going on in our lives. But, you know, sometimes there might be some stuff that's out of our control, and there might be stuff that just we can't control it. And we just have to navigate through it. And, you know, I was talking to executive consultant Jay Emma. He and I will be headed out to Malvern, Pennsylvania, which is the greater King of Prussia. It's about 35, 40 minutes from Philly to about an hour and 30 minutes from Baltimore. It's central located in Pennsylvania. Tuesday night, the 30th. At the Desmond Hotel in Malvern, Pennsylvania. That's where we'll be doing a live business presentation coming up this week. So if you have anyone in the Pennsylvania area and you'd like to send them to that business presentation, feel free to send them. And, you know, we'll take care of them. Send us a text. Let us know who's coming. And if they're interested in getting into business, send us your C number and your website, and we'll get them started. You know, that's the ambit way. And, you know, just thinking about, you know, where we're at and how blessed we should be. You know, I got thinking about something, and, you know, there's really four sections in the mental overview of our lives that we really need to, just take perspective on, because we need to know where we're at. And once we know where we're at, we know how to react to that. So, you know, when you're on top of the mountain, and that's really the first aspect, and everything's going well, and you're at the peak of whatever you're working on, and that just seems like momentum is on your side, and you don't really have to do a lot for success to come. That's very easy. And It's just the way it is. But there's other times in life or in business, you know, we're in the valley, and we're looking up at the mountain, and we're dealing with crud, and we're dealing with personal situations in our life. We're dealing with illness. We're dealing with, you know, maybe a lack of success in our business, or maybe a job that we just hate, or just a friendship that's fallen apart, or a relationship that's broken down, or whatever the things that put you into the valley on a mental aspect. You know, that's the opposite, obviously, of being on top of the mountain. But really, the most important aspects of those two areas is the other two, where that you're either climbing out of the valley, or you're either falling off the peak back down into the valley. I mean, it's just four sections of life that kind of hits every single aspect. You're either on top of the mountain, everything's going great. You're either in the valley, things are going to crap, and it's just really challenging time, and you're just trying to navigate that. And then you're either climbing out of that valley, and you're coming out of it and headed towards the peak again, or you're falling off the top of the peak and you're tumbling down the hill and you're tumbling into the valley again. And those are the four aspects. But, you know, preparation and being prepared, and plowing your fields and planting your seeds and just getting ready for what's coming up in the future is really the key to learning. And you know, it seems like, you know, the destination is not where we really learn when we reach the destination. We learn through the climbing up towards the peak. We learn when we have setbacks and we have to readjust. We learn when things don't go just as well as we thought they should go. There's so many things that can happen in life, but as we're working and we keep striving and we keep picking ourselves up and we keep moving along, we get to the top of the mountain, or we get to the peak of success or satisfaction in family or in life that puts us in a good place. But the learning points weren't really, you don't really learn at the top of the mountain. Top of the mountain is the fulfillment of all that you learned on the journey to get there. And anywhere that you're in your business and in Ambit Energy or anywhere you're in life, your learning aspect of the business is all based off of the trials and tribulations that you had to go through to get to the level of success that you've reached in either this business or in life or your career at work or whatever it is. And then, you know, when we're falling off the cliff and things are going bad, we sometimes tend to lose perspective on what we should be thankful for. I mean, I know in my life I do, and I'm sure other people on this call feel the same way. And, you know, when you lose your perspective and you're just kind of caught up and lost in the challenges of life, it's really important, I believe, that we take a step back and we start to be thankful and give thanks to whatever God that you give thanks to. You know, my Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. That's who I subscribe to. That's who I study. That's who I pray to. And that's who I reflect with. And whoever it is in your life, I think we need to take more time in our life to reflect on the blessings that we've been given. And, you know, so maybe you're on this call and you're in the valley and, you know, right now you're just kind of mad at your God and you're mad at life and you're just mad at things that have gone on. And you know what? I think that's okay. You know, God talks about righteous anger and he talks about, you know, being angry at things all over the scripture that I see. And it's not to be dwelled on, it's to learn from. And you might be saying, hey, Jeff, you know, I just can't see any light right now at the end of the tunnel because it's just, things are just really crappy and things are tough right now. And I understand that. I get it. You know, I got to be frank with you. Last 7 or 8 months has been a pretty cruddy time in our family life. But, you know, you just got to take the time to reflect and to look at the blessings that you have. And, you know, when I spent the last 3 days when I was for Thanksgiving with my kids and just to see the blessings that they're enjoying and the success they're having and buying homes and having kids. And, you know, I just sat back and I just, you know, I said, thanks God for the amazing blessings that you fulfilled on our family. And thank you for the opportunity for me to be healthy and to enjoy and spend time with that. And, you know, that's something I wanted to just to touch on for a second, because I think there's certain things that we can do in our life to help us to navigate the challenging times. So, you know, when we're on the peak and things are going well, I just think it's so important that we reflect. We reflect and look at our blessings, and we look at the things that have come to us through hard work, have come to us through luck, have come through us through just planning, and that's the time to reflect. When things are going well and we have ourselves in a great position, we should reflect and we should count our blessings, because that'll give us a good perspective and put us in a place in life that we don't get too complacent and too comfortable with being on top of the mountain. And we prepare ourselves a little bit for when the valley comes along again and we sink back down into a tough spot. So number one, I think just, you know, when you're on the top of the peak and things are going well, take the time to reflect and take the time to count your blessings and to be thankful and to thank whoever you thank in life for the blessings, and just be thankful for it. You know, I read a book one time by Gary Smalley. It's called The Blessing. And, you know, it talks about how to count the blessings, how to receive the blessings, and how to not pass on the blessings. It's just a great, great book. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people offer us things, people offer us opportunities, people offer us just, you know, maybe just a blessing. And, you know, we say no, maybe, or no, thank you. Someone wants to bless us and buy us a meal, or someone wants to bless us and you just give us something. And, you know, we say no. And we say, oh, no, that's okay, or no, no, thank you, or no, you don't have to do that. And what this book talks about is recognizing that if someone's made a decision to bless you with something, to give you something, to honor you with something, to just simply love on you a little bit, that person is going to get fulfillment and gratitude out of you receiving the blessing and taking it instead of reflecting it and pushing it back and not receiving it. And, you know, I know it's polite to say no, and I know it's polite to not receive the blessing, but when you receive the blessing, what you're doing is you're giving the other person the fulfillment of being able to give you something, to give you the blessing, and they're getting satisfaction out of that. So sometimes we just need to learn to say yes. Sometimes we need to learn to say thank you. Absolutely, yes, I'd love to. And be thankful and reflect when things are going well. And the second thing is, you know, we're in the valley. I think it's so, so important to make sure that we put ourselves in a position. And this is not an easy situation. I'm just going to share something personally, you know, in my life. You know, it's over the last 7 months, it's just been a real challenge in our family. And, you know, just, you know, probably the one of the toughest times that we've had in our family. And, you know, I won't go into all the details. It's just the details aren't important. But what's important is, you know, I realize that you really need to reflect and you really need to put yourself in a position where that health-wise, that you're preparing yourself for when things, you can come out of the challenges. You know, it's so, so important that when you're in the valley, that you prepare yourself the best you can. And I think the one area you can really prepare yourself is health. You know, make sure that you're getting the proper sleep. Make sure that you're eating properly. Make sure that you're exercising. You know, over the summer, I decided I was just gonna get fit. You know what I mean? It wasn't that I was in bad shape, but I just wanted to really get fit and just really feel good about myself and trim down. And I don't like jogging and I don't like biking, even though I have a bike path that goes for, you know, hundreds of miles right near my house. But I love to skate. I played semi-pro hockey. I love to skate. So I took up rollerblading, which was a very different thing, but I went out and I bought, a couple $100 pair of really high tech rollerblades that are basically hockey skates, but they have roller blades. They have wheels on them. They have no brakes. And you really just need to learn how to do it. And I started to do it, not for like joy rides. I started working out. I started doing, half mile sprints. I got up to 12 half mile sprints 4 days a week. And then I would freestyle on the back roads and just have a blast. And during that time, I just started to eat better and I just started to get my mindset set up. I did a detox that I do every 6 months. And, when I went into this, this program and doing, I weighed about 200 pounds and that's kind of my fighting weight. But I wanted to get down to where it would be a really healthy weight. So I just started doing that and, started studying, some doctors that I have a lot of respect for and, some homeopathic stuff. And, started to take a pharmaceutical olive oil every day and started to go on to my inversion table more often and stretch my back. And throughout the whole thing, I had a couple back injuries. One, I was picking up, 80 pound bag of concrete and I picked it up wrong and I ripped my disc a little bit and took me a couple weeks to get back on that. But you know what? Because I was working out and because I was on my inversion table and because I was focused on it, my recovery was a lot faster and my recovery was fulfilled. And then I hurt my back again because I fell rollerblading and I recovered from that. What the point is when things aren't going well and things are challenging mentally, I think what you can help yourself so much is physically putting yourself in a position where that you can be healthier and feel good about yourself. You know, there was a book, I forget the name of it. It was by a military individual. I think he spoke at Ambition one year. And I forget the title. The title had to do something about, making your bed in the morning. I forget exactly the title. I think you guys probably remember it. And I remember that. It was just something I remember. So, every morning, I make sure I make my bed tidy and perfect. And his whole concept was that is, at least if you make your bed and it's nice and tidy, you've accomplished at least one thing in a day. And I think a simple attitude like that can be really good for yourself and be good for your mindset. So prepare yourself with health-wise. Prepare yourself physically when you're in the valley. So it helps you to ease the pain and you can climb out of that. And then just remember is, guys, tomorrow's a new day. And in our Ambit Energy business, we couldn't have it any better right now with Vistra Energy back in our company and just all the new plans that are out there. It just couldn't be a better time. But, right now you have a situation with, we're coming up on the holidays and Christmas and, we got basically 3.5 weeks until Christmas. And I just think there's probably a lot of people out there that are looking at their credit card bills and they're all maxed out and, they're unsure about their careers because, some people just, quite frankly, some people have decided that, they either don't want to be forced to have a vaccine, they don't feel comfortable with having a vaccine, or for some kind of religious or some kind of health reason. But there's companies that are mandating your job or take a vaccine. And I think over the next 6 to 8 months, and even especially right now, we're going to have a tremendous amount of individuals, quality people that didn't get fired from a job or didn't leave a job for lack of performance. They left the job because they made a decision that they weren't going to be told what to do when it came to getting vaccinated. And whatever your decision is with that, I mean, I don't have an opinion one way or the other. I just think that, you know, people should be able to make their own decisions on that. But the reality is we're going to have a tremendous amount of quality people that just might be tired, sick and tired of being told what to do, sick and tired of being in a corporate structure where they're being told what they have to do health-wise in their personal lives. And they're going to be looking for an opportunity to maybe be an entrepreneur. And we have that opportunity here at Ambit Energy. We do. So, you know, I heard a couple of people talk about simulcast this year. I'm excited about simulcast. I am planning on, hopefully, if things lighten up and maybe some of the standards get lifted, coming down to Houston because I want to come to the live event. You know, we've been doing a live business presentation once a month in Malvern, Pennsylvania, and we're gonna up that soon. Gonna go up to Pittsburgh and do some stuff up in Pittsburgh. And you know, the bottom line, guys, is Ambit Energy is alive and well and moving along. The question to yourself to ask yourself is this tonight: are you on top of the mountain? Are you in the valley? And if you're on the mountain, just be prepared because there will be a time that you'll be falling off the mountain. And if you're in the valley, have you shaken the dust off? Are you taking care of yourself health-wise? Are you starting to climb up the other side, out of the valley, up towards the mountain again? And just be careful if you are on the mountain to really be thankful and count your blessings and reflect on why you are on top of the mountain. And maybe you can just stay there a little longer. So, guys, I'm gonna unmute the lines. Listen, have a blessed rest of this week. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Wherever you celebrate right now, to our Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah. I believe today is the first day of Hanukkah or the second. I saw a menorah lit up and they had one candle lit.